And in today's talk, we see how Padre Pio gives a lesson to a Sicilian teacher. Hello, friends of Following Padre Pio. On this channel, we take a glimpse into the incredible life of our great saint, Padre Pio. He was a Capuchin friar, he was a mystic, and he was a miracle worker. And we offer you a series of short stories about Padre Pio's life. Do stay tuned, and we hope that you will be amazed to see what Padre Pio's intercession can do for you. We'd also like to take this opportunity to thank our protected Child of Padre Pio patrons. Your support helps us to continue this channel and to grow and expand our Padre Pio apostolate. If you'd like to be part of the apostolate, do like the video, do share the video with your friends and colleagues. And also, if you have not already, then do subscribe to our channel and do click the reminder bell thereafter. Now, our story begins with a Sicilian teacher who was a complete rationalist. Everything had to make sense to the mind, and a skeptic, doubting anything religious, and found that every time he heard about Padre Pio, he would feel an intense anger inside. Because Padre Pio was the exact opposite of this. He was a man of faith who proved things of faith. And then, according to this, his way of thinking, everything that was being said about our holy Capuchin friar was simply the product of fantasy and illogical religiosity. Nothing to do with this world. Then one day, this teacher came across the book, From Doubt to Faith, by this fellow called Alberto Del Fanta. He was a journalist, and he had been through a similar experience from being a doubter, a pure rationalist, to faith through Padre Pio. And so it was with great emotion that he ended up reading this book. He could identify with so many things in the book. He read through the night until he fell asleep in the very early hours of the following morning. The book absolutely fascinated him, we can see. And then the following morning, this teacher was awakened by, it seemed, someone touching him or tapping him on the shoulder. And when he awoke, he looked out and he saw a religious man in front of him with a beard, which was similar to the cover of the book he had just been reading. So, rubbing his eyes, he quite calmly asked, "Well, by any chance, are you Padre Pio?" What a crazy question. How could it be Padre Pio? He was way far away in San Giovanni Rotondo. But it seemed Padre Pio had these abilities. And the answer was, "Yes," he replied. "But don't be surprised, because my task," Padre Pio said, "is to console the afflicted, and especially those who suffer spiritually." And he continued, "I see that you are sincerely seeking happiness and truth," those two things. "In other words, you are looking for God." So if you're seeking happiness and truth, Padre Pio says, you're looking for God. Now that's a very good thing. And then Padre Pio added, "With respect to happiness, we need to wait a little bit longer, since here on this earth, it's a valley of tears, and each person just has to carry his cross. We all know that we have terrible crosses sometimes to carry. It might be our own cross, or someone in need of our help might be our cross. All sorts of things. This world is full of that. We have to be patient," Padre Pio says, "and carry these crosses." So, Padre Pio tells us, happiness, as you can see, is not for this world. But each person, if he wants to, can find or have an encounter with God. That's Padre Pio's words. Each person can find God. And Padre Pio then tells him, "You miss the path and are preoccupied with science that does not care to seek the one who is at the..." And because of that, the science is in fact at the service of nothing. So, if the physical world was created by God, and science begins by denying God or excluding that which it cannot prove physically, then where's it going to lead? I guess that's what he's saying. It's at the service of nothing. So Padre Pio tells him that seeking of science without God is pure vanity. seek another way, Padre Pio counsels him. And he says, purify your heart, become more simple, and you will achieve, I assure you, this is Padre Pio's assurance, peace in this life and happiness in the life to come. It is like that. For us, we all have to become, I guess, more simple, as Padre Pio would say it. Perhaps that means not doubting and questioning everything which points towards God. And then Padre Pio tells him, now I must go because others are waiting. So it seems that Padre Pio has somehow appeared here, perhaps by location or some sort of a vision this person has had, but there are other people waiting, he has to go. And then he concludes, praise be to our Lord Jesus Christ. And then, as soon as this vision was over, this teacher or professor, it could be either, jumped out of the bed and ran and wrote every single word that he had heard in the vision down. And he says it seems to him that someone was guiding his hand while he wrote. And that is our story, how this rationalist, the skeptic who refused to believe in God, how he was converted. And no doubt his life changed and he found this happiness and peace ultimately that he was looking for. And we would encourage you also to enroll your Mass Prayer Intentions. We have a Mass every Friday dedicated to Padre Pio. We bring your intentions to this Mass. Please do enroll. You can see the video on the end screen, or you can also go to the video link in the description below. And also do continue watching some of the other videos.
In nome del Padre, del Figliolo, dello Spirito Santo, così sia. Si lodato Gesù e Maria, oggi e
Catholica.